Hypocritical anti-gunners, be very careful what you wish for. On December 24, 2012, the Journal News got up on its high moral horse and published an article titled, "The Gun Owner Next Door, What You Don't Know About the Weapons in Your Neighborhood," which included links to two interactive maps. These online maps contained the names and addresses of thousands of handgun permit holders in New York's Westchester and Rockland counties. Needless to say, gun owners and privacy advocates were furious, just as Canadians were back when the Ottawa Citizen pulled a similar stunt here in Canada. The only difference was the Canadian information didn't contain the names and addresses of gun owners, just their postal codes along with every firearm they owned. This time it's far worse, as the names and home addresses of every permit holder in these two counties are displayed on these maps. Common sense and decency appear to be rare commodities of the Journal News, as evidenced by the self-righteous justification spewed forth by Janet Hassan, president and publisher of the Journal News Media Corp. New York residents have the right to own guns with a permit, and they also have the right to access public information. Janet Hassan is correct, legally, if not morally. Under current law, the names and addresses of all license holders is considered public information. Under Article 5, Filing of Approved Applications, it says, "The name and address of any person to whom an application for any license has been granted shall be public record." Clearly, this law needs to be changed to protect the personal information of license holders. That said, just because you can do something, does that really mean you should? Just because it's legal, does that mean that it's the right thing to do? As long as you're a gun-hating zealot, the answer is a resounding yes. Anything that can advance the anti-gun agenda is fair game, especially if it endangers the lives of these Neanderthal gun owners. Cindy Royal, editor and vice president of the paper, said after the article was published, "We knew publication of the database would be controversial, but we felt sharing as much information as we could about gun ownership in our area was important in the aftermath of the Newtown shootings. People are concerned about who owns guns and how many of them are in their neighborhoods." People willing to jump through all the legal hoops to obtain a handgun permit in New York State are hardly the criminals in waiting Royal and Hassan make them out to be. They are, in fact, the most law-abiding citizens there are. I think an interactive map publicizing the name and home address of every convicted pedophile would be far more useful to citizens concerned about the safety of their children. Then, of course, there are the unintended consequences. The problem with what the Journal News did is far greater than it appears on the surface. It's not just about an invasion of privacy, it's about the safety and security of every person included on that map, which just happens to include law enforcement as well. One very upset member of law enforcement wrote under a pseudonym, "My name and address appear on that map, and to say the least, I'm pissed. In all my years as a law enforcement officer, I listed my telephone using a pseudonym and my vehicles and my driver's license came back to a post office box. Now these idiots have identified my address. All the cases I worked as a detective involved career criminals, and lots of those lowlifes were sent to prison with extended sentences. Hell, they all knew my name as the cop that put them in prison, but none were able to find me outside of the detective squad where I worked. So now I have to be on super high alert wherever I go just in case one of these nitwits decides to look me up. WTF. And I don't have to tell you what that stands for. Well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander too, right? Apparently not, at least as far as the Journal website is concerned. When Christopher Fountain posted the name, home address, and phone number for the paper's publisher, Janet Hassan, that comment was promptly deleted. Seems all this talk of freedom of information is just a one-way street. Shocking, I know. As a result of this, Christopher Fountain made a decision. If posting her name, address, and phone number wasn't okay on the newspaper's website, he'd post that information on his own blog. He then went a few miles further and posted the names, addresses, phone numbers, and anything else he could find out about the employees of the Journal News to his blog. Suddenly, the shoe is on the other foot, and the hypocrites at the Journal News are no longer quite so thrilled with all this access to information. Again, I'm shocked. Below you will find contact information for every person working at the Journal News, as it was posted on Christopher Fountain's blog. I'm reposting it here in the interest of openness and fairness. If it's okay to publish the names and home addresses of New York State gun owners, surely it's okay to do the same thing for the publishers and staff of the newspaper willing to hop up on their high hypocritical horse, right? For more thought-provoking insights and current events commentary, please visit ChristopherDiArmani.com.